Hey guys, thank you for listening to the Kitchen Stitches podcast. This is actually a special episode. It is a Stitches Texas recap. It's me, Summer Yarns, and Katie. We are in our hotel room in Irving, Texas, which is just outside Dallas. And we thought that we would share our trip and our acquisitions with you. Unfortunately, Darcy wasn't able to come with us, so it's just the two of us. So we will plan a longer episode where we talk about our knitting and all of that stuff. So if you are not interested in hearing all about Stitches, then this is probably not the episode to listen to. So, as usual, you can find all of our social media stuff on Ravelry. You can look us up there. And, it's also on our website, which is kitchenstitches.com. So, we started the day off. I went and picked Katie up at her house, and we had a choice of different ways that we could actually get from Katy, Texas to the Dallas, Texas area. And we chose one way, which is one way that we don't normally go. And Google decided, first of all, Google tried to get us to go to Interstate 45. And I said, no, no, no. I want to go this way. So we went that way. We're following the way and we're going towards College Station, Texas. And it says to get off. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to follow Google. And I get off and we had a really, really nice country drive through rural Texas. And at some point I look up and I see, I'm looking up the whole time. I noticed a street sign that said Madisonville, and I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, Madisonville is the town where Bucky's is on Interstate 45. So Google took us to Interstate 45 anyway. And that was fine. It was actually fine. It saved us had we not reached horrible traffic in Dallas, it would have actually saved us almost 20 minutes on our trip. But it was actually a very pleasant country drive. It was really pretty. It was a really pretty day. There was very little traffic, and it got us through. Actually, we bypassed the worst of the Houston traffic by going that way. So that was fine. And then the trip until we got to Dallas was fine. And then Google went crazy. Just went crazy.
He just back for not going 45.
Yes, right. It decided that we had disobeyed and it was going to get retribution because it was, there's so much construction in Dallas, and clearly Google just doesn't like all of this. There are exits that are closed, there are lanes that are closed, and it just didn't know what to do. And it took us in circles and loop-de-loops and all of this stuff until we finally stopped and ate lunch at a Schlotsky's and realized that we kind of actually knew where we were. We recognized some place that we had eaten on a different trip, and it was an adventure, but ultimately we got here about the same time that we had planned to get here, had lunch, and then went to Stitches. And we met up with our friend Heidi, who's Undead Heidi. She owns Undead Yarn. So we met up with her and hung out for a while and did a lot of shopping. So, I guess we'll talk about acquisitions in a minute. So we did a lot of shopping, and then decided we went to dinner. We went to a place called The Ranch, which is a Texas kind of steakhouse type place. And had really good food and a couple of drinks and some dessert and just hung out and talked, and it was really nice to hang out with Heidi for a while. So we'll see. What else about Stitches? I was underwhelmed with it seemed like a pretty small market. It wasn't that much bigger than, say, Houston Fiber Fest. I mean, there were not as many indie dyers, I guess, but it was the market. The hall wasn't packed. There weren't just a ton of people.
You didn't have to fight your way to a booth or anything.
Yeah, energy was kind of funky. I mean, we got a lot of pretty stuff, and you know, I'm happy with my acquisitions, but it's a long way up here for what it was, I think. So, I'm very jealous of those of you who live out in California or who can go to Stitches West and Stitches Midwest. Both of those shows sound like they are a lot more impressive than Stitches Texas, unfortunately. I'll be interested to see if they come back next year.
Yeah.
Yep. But, so let's talk about our stuff. Do you want me to go for, Katie has a much bigger pile than I do.
You can go first.
I'll go first because I really just only have a few things. I was very restrained. We only spent maybe 2.5-3 hours. I mean, we were there longer, but we also went and got a drink and, you know, and sat and chatted for a little while.
45 minutes.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we spent way less in the market than we spent driving up here.
Yeah. But, well, we did that last year too.
Yeah. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But anyway, so, there were a couple of places that I really wanted to see. The first that I really wanted to see was, Lady Men Fiber Arts. I used to watch the Dramatic Knits podcast, with Steve, who is one of the dyers behind Lady Men Fiber Arts. I haven't watched in a while, but I see all his pretty yarn all the time. I've actually, probably my favorite shawl I knit with, Purple Rain by them. I don't remember what the base was, and I absolutely loved it. The colors are really vibrant. Oh, actually, I did a pass first before I did most of my shopping. I had a pretty small budget, so I wanted to plan it out pretty carefully. So I went to Leading Men and kind of looked around a little bit and then decided to come back. I knew I was going to buy something, but when I did come back, I got a skein of Showcase, which is 100% superwash merino, in the Great Sweater Debate, which is a gray base with speckles of, I guess it's speckles. Would you call that speckles?
Big speckles.
Yeah.
It's not variegated.
No.
So
it's more like streaks.
Yeah. Well, some of it, it may be re-skeined too.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But they're, I guess, basically rainbows. Kind of on there.
There's a dark green, a dark teal, like a purple blue.
Red. There's some red.
Mm-hmm.
Lime green.
Acid green.
Yeah. Katie and I we got the same base and everything. But that'll make fun socks, I think. Actually, well, it's 100% superwash merino. It might make a fun, like, sockhead hat or something instead.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know. It'll grow up to be something really pretty.
I grabbed it.
And then, let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. I keep turning away from the phone. This was one of my later purchases, but what booth was this from? Threads and You, which is based out of Magnolia, Texas, but I learned that she, I'm sorry, cracking up. The vendor waved at me and acted like she knew me, I've seen her at multiple shows, but I don't know that we've ever had a conversation. And she was like, "Oh, I'm so happy to see you. Is your buddy here?" And I was like, "I don't know that I am who you think I am," but I pretended, and I'm sure she's not listening to the podcast, so it's okay. But anyway, she does not have a brick and mortar. She said that she travels 10.5 months of the year doing shows. She does all the quilt shows too. So, she had some knitted wit, and the color I got is Bad Santa, and it is, it's like slightly neonified Christmas colors is what I would think. It's got some dark green and lighter green and reds and kind of,
the red that goes fuchsia.
Yeah. and some kind of neon yellow in here, but I think this will make really fun socks. And this, of all of my purchases, this was the only one that like really cried out to me, and I had to come back and get it. This one, for sure. That this one's the one that made me break out my credit card, I think. No, that was the leading. I mean the fiber. But so those are the only two skeins of yarn I got, and then I got two braids of fiber. The first one that I got was from Two Guys Yarn Company, and it's in the color Shortcake, and it is on Wensleydale, and I've never spun Wensleydale, so I went at End of the Wool last year. They were vending, and I really, really liked the Shortcake colorway, but I ended up, you know, again, limited budget. I chose other things instead. And actually, last year I chose other things instead because I knew they were going to be at Stitches, but then I ended up not buying it at Stitches either. But I saw this, and this is the one that made me break out the credit card. And I bought that. I've never spun Wensleydale, so that'll be fun to spin. And then, so it's Shortcake, and it's kind of it's a strawberry red, I guess, with some kind of cream in there, undyed. And then I also bought fiber from Shirsty Cat Designs. I've heard great things about her on various different podcasts, so I wanted to check her out. And this, she doesn't have, well, her fiber doesn't have colorway names. It doesn't appear. She did have colorway names on her yarns, but this is color 314. And it's reds. It's like a tonal reds. I mean, basically, it goes all the way from kind of almost that same strawberry red to like a really deep burgundy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, this one is Merino Tencel, and the Tencel, I mean, I think it always is this case, but it's just like strips of it kind of in it, and it's a light color. I've had, the only other Tencel I've spun, I think, was black. And this is white. It kind of looks like bamboo. But it's, my color story today for fiber was clearly red. There was actually another braid at Blue Mule Farms that I was really interested in. That was a real, it was like a 19 micron, 0.19 micron. I think that's what it was. Merino, which is super, super, super soft. And I had thought about going back and get it, and then I remembered that it was also red, and I figured I had enough red. So that is actually only got the two braids of fiber and the two skeins of yarn, and then the rest of the stuff I got were just like accessories. So I got a little thing of stitch markers from Stunning String Studio, which they are just little hexagon silver ring. Well, they're like rings, but they're hexagons. It's a little pack of, I think, 30 ones. And then also from there, I bought this little shawl pin that is silver, and it is in the shape of a crescent moon. It's just very plain. But I have my harvest, really, if I ever, I would kind of like to be able to pin that closed. And then I also, the curl I finished from Hunter Hammerson that's really small. If I want to wear it, I really need a shawl pin. So I think that will go nicely with that.
Well, and it was only $5.
Yeah. They were both the stitch markers and the little shawl pins were only $5. So that was from that. And then I also found a Hiya needle gauge, which I bought because it's in the shape of a sheep. It's plastic. It kind of looks 3D. It might be 3D printed, I guess, actually. But it's, the reason I bought it is it goes all the way from a size 15, or is that size 19, which is 15 millimeters, all the way down to a 0.7 millimeter, which is a 6.0. So like, Not double zero, but like six zeros, small. Literally, it looks about the size of like an embroidery needle.
Wow.
And
I didn't know there were needles that small.
I did not know there were needles that small either. And I don't need that small, but I do. I have a lot of zeros and double zeros, and I have a hard time telling them apart. And I did not have a needle gauge that was small enough to actually. I think this my smallest one went down to a zero.
Yeah.
So this was super useful. And then the last thing I bought was a bar of Tuft Woolens in the honeycomb scent, and it's just, it smells so good. It's not nearly as over.
Like
you didn't like this one?
No.
I thought it was more subtle scent than some of the others. But I was actually, this was my last purchase. I think it was my last purchase. And I just happened to walk in and see that. Was this the?
I got the refresh.
This is the one. It's funny because that's the one I smelled and went, ugh. It was much stronger than the others.
Yeah.
I actually like the smell of it, but it was, it
that
like
one's
hit
got
me.
A little mint or
it
something.
It does have
in
a mint.
It, yeah.
But, I have been I wanting like to try stuff. Tuft Woolens for a while, and I haven't actually ever seen anyone selling it. So, I snatched that up. And, let's see, let me make sure. That's everything I purchased. I had to really, really talk myself out of buying a Diana Couture bag. She had some really, really cute Halloween bags. And I'm really enjoying, I bought one of her little, I think it's called an Owlet, which is like a single skein sock bag that I bought at Houston Fiber Fest. And I'm really enjoying that bag, but I really, really didn't need it. I had spent everything that I needed to spend. But, so that is it for me. Let's let Katie talk. And she's got a lot of pretties over here.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of control. By the way, this is Katie. You can find me on Ravelry is Katie B, KayteeBe. And then all my buttons are there for Instagram and Goodreads and stuff like that. So I was super excited that Leading Men Fiber Arts was going to be there because I'd never seen them in person. I've bought some of their stuff online, but haven't knit with any of it either. But they were going to be there in person. And Erin Lane Bags and Twisted Owl Fiber Studio. Yoth, but I didn't buy anything from Yoth. So the first place I hit was Leading Men Fiber Arts because they were in that first aisle within 20 feet of the door.
I walked in and actually Steve walked past us. I'm like,
There were a couple things I wanted to look for sock blanks because they do sock blanks. I have one, and they're always, once or twice a week putting a couple up on Instagram on their website. So I wanted to make sure I checked out their sock blanks. So I got a sock blank. It is, hopefully it's single strand. I think all they do are single strand.
That's pretty.
My theme today was purple. Purple and blue. Which is usually my theme. So my sock blank is, of course, the cream colored base with, in this light it's more blue than it is purple. Mm-hmm. But,
streaks right here.
Purple blues and then like the dark, like maroons, so it's very purpley. So that's my sock blank. I don't think they name their sock blanks. Oh, they do. Full of beans.
I would really love to know the history of so many of their colorway names.
Yeah.
Some I can kind of figure out, but
I mean, don't you in your head make up names for either your own yarn store or your own yarn line or yarn colors? I do. And then, so I got the sock blank. I got a skein of Box Office, which is their worsted superwash merino, which is worsted weight 218 yards. Excuse me. I got a color called the Haunted Wood. I think it is like a purple with like a black or a brown overwash. Summer thinks it's a little more brown. I think it's a little more purple. I'm going with the purple. Let's see. We were twinsies, and we each got a skein of the Great Sweater Debate on the showcase base, which is 490 yards of 100% fingering superwash merino. Like we described earlier, it's got the light gray base with various rainbow stripes, speckles in it. And then, I think this was, I don't know if this was a special colorway for the show or just something that they had come up with recently. It's called King Max, which is based off the cover of
Where the Wild Things Are.
Where the Wild Things Are. I've never read the book, so.
You've never read Where
the Wild Things Are? I've never read Harry Potter either, so.
Yeah, but, you know, you could read that in 10 minutes.
I'm a horrible librarian. So it's, I would say, kind of a light minty green base with speckles of that black or brown, blue, and like a lime green. So when you see the cover of that book, it definitely picks those colors up. This is, I don't remember if I said it's 657 yards.
Oh.
It's a super wash BFL.
Oh, wow.
So I think that would make a really nice shawl if you find the right...
Yeah, I didn't realize that that was that
much yardage. They had some different fingering bases that had heavier, were heavy on the yardage. That was kind of why I got it. I'm like, I really don't know what my sock knitting future will be, so I'm like, I can knit with fingering and make shawls, so I think this would make a pretty...
Yeah, it would.
Like Raina or... Put it in with something. I think it would be really pretty.
Heidi and I decided that really she was building her fade because everything, it all blends very well together.
Yeah, if I had planned it that way. Right, well, and then I got these after the fact and those would fit in there really well. And then the last thing I got at Leodium and Fiber Arts was a set of mini skeins or partial skeins on their soliloquy gradient. So it's five colors, and I got the purple gradient. So it goes from a very light gray purple to a dark purple. 650 yards to each mini skein is 130 yards, which is quite a bit of yardage. Excuse me, especially, you know, if you're going to make something stripey. Again, this is the superwash BFL. This is the seduction, gradient. And he said something about, like, I think that might actually have more yardage than what's listed on the thing, that they came out heavy or something like that. So that was cool. That was all my damage at Liedemann Fiber Arts. I went to a shop that I'd actually never heard of before called Black Cat Fibers. They're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
They had some gorgeous
stuff. They had some really pretty stuff. Yarn. My husband's from a little a town outside of Milwaukee, so I wanted to see what they were about. I got some sock yarn, fingering yarn, their Nomad sock in an, which is a 4-ply 75-25 in the Alley Cat colorway. So it's, when you think of like peacock or, I think of the tropics when I think of this, it's that peacock blue and that green, with the splashes of the dark rust, dark red. When you think of like a lagoon or whatever, this is what I think of.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Alley Cat. And then I got two... I didn't see a lot of worsteds. I was seeing a lot of DKs. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's because they're in Texas. Their Essential DK... I got two skeins of that, which is a 4-ply superwash. It's 231 yards. I got two skeins. One is called Murder on Monday, which has a splash of teal and then, like, browns. maybe some greens in there. It's more like brown and blue. Did I say blue? I said teal. But yeah, so I got that.
Probably what's make the like color a wave, that one? What's it called?
Murder on Monday.
Oh.
Hmm. They had that on Fingering, too. I wanted this or something similar, the Alley Cat on Worsted, but they didn't have on a heavier base. And then one of the most pretty dark teal, like slate tealy blues.
So pretty.
Is Sleep with the Fishes. So it has to be like a dark teal blue with an overwash of black. It is so pretty. It reminds me a lot of Plucky's Bohemian Blue. A little bit bluer. But so I got those from Black Cat Fibers, and they were out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Twisted Owl, they're out of Longview, Texas. I got a skein of their Twisted Owl DK, which is 100% superwash, 231 yards. I got a special colorway called Twisted Owl 2.0. And it's,
I think that was their show's color last year, maybe.
I think so.
Yeah.
Or was, I think it was Technicolor Cowgirl. Oh, but I maybe. Don't remember. It's very similar, I think, to those colors. Her aesthetic is these colors, is this minty blue.
Yeah, they're very cool colors, for the most part.
The purpley fuchsia, the kind of the orange that goes with it. A lot of her stuff has those colors on it. Mm-hmm. So I got that because I haven't knit with the stuff I got last year, so I only got one. At McKnitty, is that the name of the shop?
I think
it was
so.
McKnitty. That's where we got the tough wool.
There were two McKnitty stores. McKnitty is a town just north of Dallas, and there are apparently two really neat looking yarn stores in McKinney, which surprises me. At least I assume that they are both in McKinney. I don't know. I think I have a reason for making that assumption, other than the names are similar, but yeah.
Well, there's like McKnitt, I don't know, I'd have to look up on my phone, and so I'll quit trying to guess what the name is. So I went in there to look at the tough woolens because Summer and Heidi had said they had tough woolens, and I'm like, well, I've never seen them in person. They had a handful of scents,
and they didn't have very many.
They only had 4 or 5 bars left at this point. That's probably all they brought anyway. I got, a bar called Refresh, and it smells,
it's very minty.
It's got mint in it. I love mint stuff.
I do too. I don't know. I think it was just that it hit me. Like the others were more subtle, and yeah, that one's
too perfumey for me. I don't know. I'm weird about, I've worn the same perfume for like 20 some years. I don't really vary from my perfume, so. So there's that. And then so while I was in there, I'm like, ooh, shiny. I got 2 skeins of a yarn I had never heard of called Long Dog Yarn.
I haven't heard of that either.
The lady that was working there said the dyer has a podcast.
Oh.
She had went to Canada to work on her master's or PhD and has since graduated, come back to the United States, has a job and is dyeing yarn and has a podcast. So I will have to look that up. I got 2 skeins of her yarn. It's Long Dog, Long, L-O-N-G, Dog Yarn. I don't know where she's from. Doesn't say on the tag. I got 2 skeins of basically Fingering sock yarn. In the Bounce sock, which is a 75-25 blend, 463 yards. I got a colorway called 221 Baker Street. It's not what I almost read there. And the other one is Hopeless Romantic. Baker Street, I guess like other things that have been inspired by Sherlock Holmes is the blue.
Yeah.
The blue and the brown. So it's like a light, it was like a scheme that was lightly dyed blue. So it's kind of, I guess, tonal is the word, with speckles, heavily speckles of dark blue and like a gold. So I think that's really, really pretty. And then I also got another one that's dyed similarly. So it's like a cream colored base.
Like a little bit of a greenish.
Yeah. Well, that may be a light too.
Oh, it could be.
Which has, I like these colors together. Purple, green, and pink splotches. Speckles. So, hopefully that's dyed all the way through. Not just the top. So, I'll be interested to give this a try. It's really pretty. And they were reasonably priced for indie dyed sock yarn. Poly Studios was there. They're the ones that do all the, they do mugs and yarn bowls, that are glazed, like half, you know, a lot of them are like half one color, half another, or they're, excuse me, getting into drip dyeing. And they had some that had knitted fabric and stuff like that. I got, this is purple, like a blue purple mug. I wanted one that said yarn, and they had two of them, but they were red and black, and I prefer blue or purple or green. Mm-hmm. So you can order stuff on their website. He did say it takes 4 to 6 weeks. Of course, with Christmas coming up, you know, keep that in mind. So I got Knit Fast, Dye Warm. So I might use, at some point I will have a craft room. Mm-hmm. I want something to put my crochet hooks in or some DPNs. I drink tea, but not on a real regular basis. So I don't know if my husband would let me have cabinet space for this or not. Probably not, because he's still mad about the whole muddy knitter one that I got that has knit on it that I've never drank out of. That takes up space downstairs. So. And then my second, well, and then I had two more stops. I got, at Stunning String, I didn't buy any yarn. Did I put that back? I got some round stitch markers. They're metal, like, rings. Like, you know, you see the ones that have all the beads on them, like the one single bead, like the Fripperies and Billbots. These are like that without the beads on it. And so I got those, and then I got a couple of Progress Keepers. Those were all reasonably priced, and I thought I had gotten a shawl pin, but maybe it's at the bottom of the bag or slipped in between something. And my other really big splurge was Erin Lane. I really like her bags. They're well made. I don't like feeling like I'm cramming my project into a bag. I like it to be squishable. So she has a new fabric, Sugar Skulls. She told me what it was, but I'm like, I'm just buying all of them. I don't care. So I ended up getting 4 things with Sugar Skulls on it. I got a large project bag.
And this, it's not different fabrics with Sugar Skull.
It's all the same fabric.
Sugar Skull fabric.
It's not the one with the black that a lot of people have seen. It's like a dark gray with the pink and the teal and the lime green. So it's muted or more summery or whatever. So I got a large project bag, those are the sizes I prefer.
I like that.
This is a Notions case, so I can upgrade one of my Notions cases. I like having multiple Notions cases. I got a sweater bag, which is kind of about the same size, a little bit bigger than the large bag. And then I got one of her bucket totes. So I got a matching set of four, and I'm good for project bags for like ever now. I gotta look for that shawl pin. I thought I got that shawl pin, but maybe I didn't. I had a whole bunch of stuff in my hands because I was pulling through stuff. Yeah. Maybe I stuck it back on the thing and didn't realize I did. And of course I didn't get a receipt from him, so. But that's what I got. You know, like, we were talking at dinner. It was nice, but a little underwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice to see, you know, Leading Men Fiber Arts. I did go into Yoth and yarn in the house. I didn't buy anything. I had a whole bunch of yarn in my hand at one point, and then I'm like, what am I going to make with this? I still haven't used the yarn I bought like 2 years ago.
And that was some of it for me too. Like, I really like Twisted Owl, but I bought a skein last year and have a couple of minis with it that she gave me with it, that I haven't knit with, and you know, so much other stuff that I haven't knit with, but I had a really hard time justifying buying more when there were other things that I haven't tried. I did, there was one skein or one base she had was a chunky base that I really liked, and I almost bought a skein of that to make. I made a chunky Dean Street hat a couple months ago that I really liked the pattern. It was a super easy pattern, super quick it knit up super quickly, and I have intentions of making more, and this particular base would have made a great one, but chose not to. I could always order online from them if I wanted to.
I don't know if they sell online. They got rid of their Etsy store.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. When they started doing shows more regularly last year, they sold. I mean, I may be wrong. They may be available somewhere online. Yeah. But they don't have their Etsy store anymore.
Oh. I keep seeing these things. I'm like, maybe I need to go back tomorrow. I don't really need to go back. The other thing, at Pauly Studios, they had, you know, they had a lot of Harry Potter themed ones, and a friend of ours from work is a big Harry Potter fan, and she likes tea and coffee, and I posted on Facebook that they were meant for her, and she said that I should get her one, and she would pay me back, and of course, I didn't see it until we were sitting in the hotel. And if it were free to get back in, I would consider going back tomorrow and picking one up for her. But unfortunately, I'm not paying $10 to go in and buy that. Yeah. Especially when there's, like, I would be very much tempted to go back and buy the Twisted Owl. And I also really, really liked that the BFL from Leading Men Fiber Arts. I don't remember. I don't know what the price point was on that one. I was looking, basically, everything except for, like, the mini skein sets and the, I think his Diva base was like $40 or something like that. Everything else was within a $5 range. And so ultimately what I did, because it was also pretty and I really didn't care what base I got that much, I just kind of sat back and looked at it until a color, like, called to me.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, his stuff I could buy online. I really liked Shirsty Cat stuff, and one thing about her, she said that all of her shipping is always free. And her price was really good, I think. Like 26-ish for, I think it was all of her yarn was priced the same, and then her fiber was in the $20-$22 range. But I guess that's it. I have to figure out the best way to get home tomorrow, to avoid traffic. I felt like we were in traffic purgatory at one point, because it didn't feel like we were ever going to get out of this. Like, we would take a turn, there would be more construction. And then the funny thing was, we were sitting at lunch, and I texted Heidi and said, we were a mile and a half from the convention center at this point. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, we'll be there soon, assuming Google doesn't send us all over tarnation. And we hit the road, and there's construction, and we miss an exit, and are going in circles again. It's crazy.
Well, Fort Worth, it's laid out a little differently than Houston, too. It's, mm-hmm. There's an exit, but it's not really marked or very obvious, right, unless you live here and know where you're going.
Yeah. So that's it as far as Stitches. I did want to remind everybody that we do have a couple of giveaways. Well, we have a giveaway and a fundraiser going on in the Kitchen Stitches Ravelry group. I have, just as a reminder and an addendum, if you donate to a hurricane relief cause, I specified in the group how we would prefer a group that's local to Houston, but of course any type, especially now that Irma has hit Florida and the islands, the Caribbean islands, any hurricane relief, I think, we would accept. You know, we are equal opportunity hurricane relief givers. But I was going to add to that, and I will try to update the post in the Ravelry group too. If you have purchased yarn from any of, or fiber, you know, anybody that has done any fundraising for hurricane relief, that totally counts. If you bought some yarn from Lolo Did It or Suburban Stitcher or Panorama. I'm sure there are others that have Lemonade Shop has also done some stuff too. Any of that, I mean, just post a screenshot of your receipt. You don't have to show the amount, just, you know, it's an honor system, but that totally counts. So if you've already done something like that, go over and double dip. We don't care. I don't have specific prizes up, except Darcy actually posted, she's making some really cool stamped bracelets. She has actually opened an Etsy shop. It's called Slightly Foxed Stuff, I believe. And she's selling these bracelets, but she has a couple of stamp bracelets. One says Houston Strong and one says Be Someone, and she's going to give those away. I am probably going to give away Handspun if no one buys it. That's the other hurricane relief. Right now only I have stuff up, but Katie and Darcy might put something up too. I have some Handspun up there. Most people, when they're donating or giving in the, you know, $5 to $25 range, something like this. This is a little pricier. It is Handspun. It's not, I would say it's discounted a little from what I would normally sell it for. Not that I have ever sold it before, but, but if you're looking for some, if you are in the market for some Handspun and you want it to go to a good cause, I'm going to donate any, you know, 100% of that would go to charity. So yeah, come over and take a look, and if you're doing good anyway, enter and see if you can win something for it. Right now your chances are 100%. So, think about that. And hope, I know that the tropics are still active, and hopefully Irma and Harvey are the only ones that we will have to worry about. Did you hear, by the way, about the old couple who were married and whose names are Harvey and Irma? What are the chances? Anyway. Yeah. Okay. We are going to go. We need to turn the air conditioner back on in here. It's really stuffy in here. But we will talk to you sometime in October. We will try to get Darcy and record another episode. And if not, Katie and I will get together and we'll do something. But definitely before the end of October.
Yeah.
Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye.